Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilei Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmechel, Zichrono Livracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Tehillim, and we're up to Mizmor Nun Hey, and in the preceding Tehillim, Kapitlach, David HaMelech had been talking about his early suffering at the hands of Shaul HaMelech and Doeg HaDomi and the Zifim, who were bent on destroying him. And nonetheless, the grief that David HaMelech had can't compare to the suffering that came from Achitofel. Achitofel was his friend. He became his enemy. Late in life, when David was betrayed by Achitofel, who was the greatest knowledgeable person and the best strategist and the statesman who had guided the fortune of David HaMelech's monarchy through this period in time, and that is a friendship that turned sour in that situation. And so, David, when it came about that Avshalom, David's son, launched an assassination, David looked at the past and realized Achitofel's friendship was never inspired by a love or an admiration. He was a selfish opportunist, and in such a situation, Achitofel actually was interested in deposing Avshalom and trying to seize the crown for himself. And so, this is the backbone from within which David HaMelech also wakes up. Once again, David HaMelech is writing this capital as he's running away from Avshalom. And through the agony and the despair, he tries to use musical instruments to pick himself up. Sometimes musical instruments have that power to be able to lift the spirit, says the Alshech. Maskil of David, but yet still he's offering a maskil. A maskil, as we pointed out many times before, is an opportunity to offer a tefillah, or a mizmor, that also has a very, very important message. Hazin alokim tefilasi bat salam tchinasi. He says, Hashem, give ear to my tefillah and don't disregard my plea. And when he heard that Achitofel was with Avshalom, he says, Hashem, please take the eitz of Achitofel and turn it into foolishness, says the Medrash. And he says, Hakshiva liva aneni arid besichi v'amia. He says, I ask you to please listen to me and answer me, and arid besichi, as I lament as I speak, v'amia, and I moan, which is the description of the flight that he took. And he was walking around with his head covered, and he's barefoot, and all the people who did that were also with their hair covered. And that's what he says, Miko oyev mipnei akas rasha, ki amitu alai oven ba'afis demuni, at the shout of the enemy. That's the loud curses and threats of Shimi ben Gera, as David HaMelech was running away, and mipnei akas rasha, on account of the oppression of the wicked. They don't only curse me, they're also oppressing me by pursuing me, ki amitu alai oven. Right? They are accusing me of evil. They claim I desecrated, I engaged in a chala Hashem, and they pledged their allegiance to me, and they accepted me as king. And today their love turned to hatred in a strong way. So libi chala yachil bekirbi ve'emos mavis naflu alai. My heart shudders within me, and the terror of death fell upon me. Even when there was no danger before my eyes, I'm uneasy. Right, and the Radak says over here, Be'imos Mavis, the terror of death was on top of me, and the Radak says that this scepter of death over David was in particular when Achitofel tells Avshalom, let me choose people and go after and run after David this night while he's very weak. Year of Arad, Yavo Bi, Vatechaseni Palatsus. He says, fear and trembling penetrate me. The vague anxiety of my heart continues to grow and increase. And I'm overcome with horror. Omar mi tainli aver kayona o ufa veshkona. And then I said to myself, my heart says, who will give me wings like a dove, like a carrier pigeon? The Medrash offers the explanation that all other birds, when they're exhausted, they rest on a rock or a tree. When the dove gets tired, it folds one wing to give it rest, and it flies with the other wing. So he says, at least maybe I'll be able to get the wings like a dove, and then I'll be able to go ahead and continue to run. I'm going to wander afar and live in the desert. I'm going to fly away until I find a place of security, says the Radak, from which I'll be able to rest from the fear of my enemies. And I'll make some way to some distant area where there'll be no possibility for my enemies to send out spies and find me. And Achisha Miflatli, I'll speed myself to a shelter. and that alludes to a time when David was trapped by Shaul in the wilderness of Maon, and Achish Miflatli may ruach soar misar from a violent wind and from a tempest. And that's what he says. Bala Hashem palag l'shonam ki ra'isa chamas v'riv ba'ir. Hashem consumed them and confused their tongues. I saw violence and strife in the city. I see, please do me a favor. Give a sense of dissension and discord, so at least they should be split into many conflicting factions. Let them be paralyzed in that situation. Because already I see they're fighting among themselves in the city of Yerushalayim. And what do we say? We say, Yomam v'layla yisovavu ha, achomosea. Day and night they're going ahead and going over the city, and they're going upon the walls, and that's why the Rishayim are protecting the inner core of mischief, which is at the heart of the city, right? Aben v'amo bekirba, there's terrible behavior in the city. Havos bekirba v'lo yamish mirchova tochu mirma. And there's treachery in the city, and never leaves its square, never leaving its square, in that situation. There's all sorts of evil going along in the middle of the city of Yerushalayim. Kilo oyevi echarfeuni ve'asalo misanei alai higdio ve'asasir mimenu. In that situation, David HaMelech says, no one can revile the fact that I can endure. No enemy can grow to be so strong against me that I have to hide. In other words, I don't have to hide from any enemy. I would stand up and fight. It's only Achitofel, out of respect for Torah, of the Achitofel. That's why I didn't go ahead and fight him back. V'ata enosh ke'erki, but you're like a person in my measure. That's why David says to Achitofel, you're so different. You're supposed to be a great man whose stature is equal to my stature. I always treated you as an equal, even though I'm a king and you're a commoner, says the Radak. Right? And Alufi umyudai, you are my guide and my intimate friend. Now, you know, here you are, according to the Medrash, this is an Elif, and in that situation. Of course, the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos tell us that Achitofel taught David HaMelech about two things, and he still refers to him as Alufi Umiudai. He calls him that situation. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Even if you learn one thing from an individual, even Os Achas Tzarech Linog Bo Kavod. Here we see that's what Achitofel and David HaMelech had. David HaMelech found Achitofel found David HaMelech learning Torah by himself, and he says, "Why are you learning Torah by yourself? The wisdom of the Torah is revealed when we learn Torah together, and so therefore we should learn together." The second bit of advice was that Achitofel described it as follows: "Hashem yachtav nam teksod v'yis elokim nahalech baragish." When we go, when yachtav nam teksod, when we are together, we would share sweet counsel, and in the Beis Hashem will walk with rugish, with a gathering. Usually, when a king goes out, he usually walks alone, and at the head of the royal procession, and everyone follows behind him. But David HaMelech gave Achitofel a big kavod. He allowed him to walk next to the king. And David repaid that, says the Al-Sheikh, by betraying him? That seems ridiculous. And that's what the second message that Achitofel had taught David HaMelech. He taught David HaMelech, on one occasion he found David HaMelech going to shul by himself. And he said, that didn't you learn Berovam Hadras Melech? That it should be better for you to not go to all these little tiny places. The greatest honor is to go to honor to a melech is for us to go in a large version. And therefore, those are the two lessons. Yasi aleimo yerdu shol chayim kiros b'megurim b'kirbam. He should incite death against them and let them descend to the lower world alive. Evil is in their dwelling and within them. In that situation, the Malbim says, was this idea that David was davening for, let them go, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu incite death against them, that was fulfilled. When Achitofel found himself that he had his own advice, was ignored, and he committed suicide. V'ani el Elokim akrav Hashem yoshieni, David HaMelech says, still notwithstanding, I will call out to Hashem, and Hashem will answer me. That's the way Hashem works. Erev avoka b'tzarayim asicha b'emeyeh b'yishma kolei. Evening, morning, and noon, That's the three times of the day that we daven, right? And that's when the sun changes most noticeably, and that's when we speak to Hashem, and he listens. Pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli ki rabim hayu imadi. The fact is that he redeemed my soul in peace from the battles drawing near me for the sake of the masses who were with me. In other words, I davened every day. Hashem redeemed me from Avshalom long before there were these big battles on the battlefield. And that is Kirabim Hayu Imadi. The truth is that there were the people that were with me. That's the way Rashi says. And that's why the Gemara also says that the tefilas harabim are never rejected by Hashem. Yishma kel v'yanim v'yoshev kedem sela sharein chalifos lamo v'yiru elokim. Hashem should hear and answer those tefilos. He's from those days of old. He is the melech. No one changes, right? And that's the way, excuse me, it goes. Shalach yadav b'shlomav, chilo b'riso. He stretched out his hands against his peaceful ones, and he profaned the covenant. In other words, the Achitofel tried to harm David, and Hashem took it out against him. Right? Shalach yadav b'shlomav, chilo b'riso, chokul machmos, piv, ukrav libo rakud dvarav mishemem, v'hema psichos. His words were smoother than butter, but his heart was at war. That's how it works. Sometimes we have some people who are really good at speaking, and they speak the talk of snake oil salesmen. And so therefore, Hashleich al Hashem Yehavcha v'hu yechal kalecha. A person has to understand that where do we put our burden? When David HaMelech suspected that there was a conspiracy, Achitofel would try to smooth it away with words of faith. And it's very important that a person should have emunah and bitachon b'Hashem, but Achitofel didn't believe in himself, and so he was being told by Hashem, "Hashleich al yavcha v'hu yichal kolecha lo yitein le'olam mot l'tzadik." Hashem never allows a faltering of the tzaddikim. Right. The bottom line is that when we cast our lot with Hashem, there is never a problem that comes out. When a person takes the chance and puts his true lot to Hashem, that's where it goes. V'atalo kim toridem lever shachas anshin damim umirma, lo yechatsu yimeim v'ani eftach bach. But you, Hashem, you'll lower them into the well of destruction. People of bloodshed and deceit shall not live out half their days. Me, I put my trust in you. When Hashem invites the tzaddikim to come close to him and to put their burdens upon him, Ashleich al Hashem yavcha, he despises the Rishayim. He throws them away, right? And those people who are intent on shedding innocent blood, they're going to be able to get to, they're not going to be able to live through. But I trusted, you're going to save me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm confident, just as you destroyed the bodies of my enemies in this world, you'll consume their souls in the lower world of Gehenna in the future. And I'm confident that you will fulfill my days. And certainly David HaMelech lived a full 70 days, and that's the way it goes. This is Kapitel Nun Hei, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will talk further about Kapitel Nun Vav when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.